Hey, wash your hands. I ain't talking about your man. You need to wash them hands. Wash them hands, wash them hands. I saw you open the door for your friend too. You need to wash your hands and that's what it do. Use some soap and some hot water too. 20 seconds, nigga, you ain't through. Yeah, keep washing them hands. I ain't even fucking playing. Keep washing them hands. And I'm looking at your man. This shit don't stop. Nah, that wasn't a cough. Wash your hands, it's still important. Driving in a Porsche and you know it's foreign. Hey, wash your hands. I ain't looking at your man. I ain't even fucking playing. You better wash your hands. You better wash your hands. I ain't looking at your man. I ain't even playing. You better wash those hands.
Y'all, welcome back to the Nuance Podcast. I'm sorry I sound a little stuffed up. Don't call the police on me. It's just my allergies. How is everyone doing out there? Me, I'm okay. I'm pretending to be fine, but deep down, I'm worried about rent and my eczema has taken over my whole face. But we're going to keep pushing, right? Welcome back to the Nuance Podcast. Let's get into this episode. Let me go ahead and go on this rant about the Brat. That's D.A. Brat. I don't know if you guys know who the Brat is. Let's be for real. My audience, y'all know who the Brat is. So, I don't know if y'all saw, recently the Brat came out. Dun, dun, dun. We all knew that, right? But this is what I have a problem with. So, the Brat recently came out. She has a girlfriend named Big Booty Judy, which is very fitting because that booty is ignorant. And Miss Judy got a couple coins too. So she brought Brat a Bentley. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. She brought Brat a Bentley. And Brat put it online for the world to see. And a lot of people, because black people, y'all get on my nerves. A lot of y'all's cousins is like, Brat, like, we already knew this. Like, it doesn't matter. We knew that. You been this. You been it. Okay. Will y'all let this lady have a moment? Please let her have a moment. We have gotten so used to people being queer and being, like, fluid with their sexuality that we don't remember, and I don't understand why, because a lot of y'all is 30. A lot of y'all is over 25, so you do remember that it is very difficult to come out. It took me a very long time to come out as bisexual. I'm from the South. I was raised Catholic. Even though I have loving parents, there is still, you know, fear associated with people knowing your sexuality. I have friends right now who I know is dating the same sex and they still won't tell me. People I've known for years have boyfriends who they don't even tell nobody that they dating for the sake of quote unquote privacy. But we all know it's because it's very difficult to stand up in, no pun intended, your sexuality. And Brat, who is, I'm assuming, at least 40. Child, I'm giving her some time. Let's just call her 40 because she probably like 45. She grew up in a time where it was not acceptable. Sure, she was the Brat. She had her clothes, whatever. Everybody dressed like that in the early 90s. TLC was dressing like that. Everybody. SWV. All women back then, they weren't extremely girly. It was the style to wear oversized clothes. It was the style to be a tomboy, which that's coming full circle right now. But no, everybody didn't know the Brat was a lesbian. Everybody didn't know that. And she didn't let a lot of people know. I remember rumors going around when I was in school, when I was just a young fish, baby. When I was in like elementary school and middle school, I remember people being like, oh my God, did you hear that the Brat is bisexual? The Brat is bisexual. That was a big deal. That was a really big deal. And people would ask her about that, about her sexuality, because she was never with a dude. And then shortly after all those questions arise, she was down in the music video, "That's What I'm Looking For," in a bathing suit, touching all over Tyrese. It was just, it felt forced, and we all know that. But let this woman have her time to stand and say, "This is who I am and this is who I love." I think it's so adorable. All you queers who've been out since you were 7, good for you. But that's not everybody's journey. And being a part of a community means that you uplift people wherever they are in their journey. And this is where the bread is. Y'all had a lot of nervousness when you was coming out the closet. And don't nobody even know you. You got 400 Facebook friends. You got 2 people following you on Instagram. And half your family live in the depths of Mississippi. Don't nobody know you. They don't know you. And that took you some time. So get this lady, you know, cut her a little slack. Cut her a little slack. I think one of the things that bothered me a lot coming out was people being like, "Oh, girl, I already knew." No, you didn't. No, you did not. You made some assumptions, but you didn't know. You don't know anything until someone, an individual, tells you that. I have gay male friends, obviously. Y'all know I'm a queen. And a lot of them, when they came out, their parents, "Oh, we already knew," but save that. That's a very insensitive response. "We already knew." So what? So what? Maybe I wanted to tell you. And child, let me just, for the sake of being open, I'm in my car recording this, and somebody has literally blocked me in with 3 garbage cans. But I don't know if that's a sign or representation of who I am or who I will be in the future. But I just wanted to, you know, set the mood. Anyway, I just want to say to the brother tat that I think it's amazing that she came out. Now, will Queen Latifah put a foot in the water? We will never know. Missy, we have no idea. Mariah Carey, we also still waiting. It took Whitney to go on to glory for us to even have a real conversation about her being bisexual. And there were all these whispers. And when she passed, she was in her late 40s. It's not easy, folks. It's not easy. Just because you was a stud when you came out the womb does not mean that everybody is comfortable in their sexuality. And I'm sure even my friends who are masculine presenting, I'm sure you face some kind of backlash. I'm sure your auntie bought you a dress when you wanted a pantsuit. I'm sure somebody said something off the wall to you at school. I'm sure you still deal with that today. But you know, cut her some slack, yo. Cut her some slack. Isn't that what the community is supposed to be about? And wash your hands. Damn. Okay, I have to say this. Can y'all stay home? No, for real, can you stay home? Like, when all this started happening, I'm sorry, I just got to get this out. When all this started happening, I still had friends and family who were still having parties, shaking hands, kissing each other in the mouth, standing real close to each other. And I was the worrywart that was like, "I'm not coming to none of that. I'm not doing none of that." I had to let my job know that I wasn't coming in, period. They wanted us to be all up on each other, close, coughing, sneezing, holding hands, opening doors. Like, all the stuff that gives me the biggest anxiety anyway. But with this going on, who I won't even speak of, because you know that thing will pop up like the Candyman. I'm going to leave her where she is. I'm going to try not to even mention her, because I know y'all tired of listening to it. But for those of you who listen to this podcast and you still hard-headed, and you don't believe fat meat is greasy, stop going places, okay? Stop it. And it's just not about my friends in Memphis, but my friends in Memphis, what y'all doing? I saw y'all all over CNN just cutting backflips and kissing and playing basketball. Word on the curb is that the mayor in Memphis, who shall remain nameless because I ain't vote for him, took down the basketball goals. Does that feel racist? That feels a little racist. I guess you can't really play basketball without being like in contact with people. I don't know. He took it a little far, but I understand. Y'all are pushing these politicians to shut down every ounce of freedom that we might have. Now, you don't have to worry about me because my face has turned into a complete eczema breeding ground. So I'm not coming out anyway. You might as well call me the Invisible Man because you're not going to see me. Period. But for all my cute friends who having problems because y'all want to go out on the town and wear that hat that you bought off of Amazon because you got you some bundles that you bought from some wig store in North Memphis, put it back. Stop. This is important. Most of the time, I will always say, don't listen to the government. They some fools. They a lie. But this time, friend, you might need to, you know, play it safe. So if you're running out of ideas of things that you should do while you're at home, let me come up with four things for you to do. Just this from the top of the dome. This is what you call a freestyle. So number one, you can listen to the Nuance podcast. I don't know if you know, but this is the 30th episode. Woo! Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that means there are 29 other episodes of the Nuance podcast that you could be listening to, that you could be liking, that you could be sharing. And this for all my friends. Girl, I've been too busy to listen to the podcast. Girl, you know I be at work. Girl, you know I be at school. Girl, you know my girlfriend don't like podcasts. That don't matter no more. So you can listen to 29. Yeah, I said 29. That's older than a lot of y'all. That's older than a lot of y'all girlfriends. That's longer than your mama and daddy knew each other. It's 29 episodes of the Nuance podcast. That's over 4 hours worth of material for you to sit your egghead ass down and listen to. So go back, listen to the Nuance podcast. Number two, you could write. I don't know about y'all heathens, but my mama always told me that when you going through something, it's best to write it down. Write until you can make it right, friend. Get you a pen and paper. I know that's a very foreign concept for a lot of my friends and a lot of people that I know. But child, get you a pen and paper and write some stuff down. Number three, go on a Netflix binge. I have watched 60 Days In for 60 days. I can't hold you. I don't know what it is about watching people secretly go to jail when they don't have to, that is just super entertaining for me. I actually might do an episode about my favorite episode of 60 Days In. And if you don't know what 60 Days In, 60 Days In is this really stupid concept to put people in prison for 60 days as, you know, a rat, a mole, you know, undercover, if you will. And on one of the episodes, there was a lesbian, a stud, if you will, from Atlanta. And she didn't get into jail, y'all, and fell in love. She fell in love with a prisoner and blew everybody's cover. She was in the shower with this lady. She was licking homemade drugs off this lady's tongue. All types of stuff. And then the girl she fell in love with was a heroin addict. Now you go to jail and you find a person with the worst addiction to fall in love with. But that's a whole nother conversation. If drug addicts, undercovers, jail fights, and all around ratchetness is entertaining to you 60 days in. And that was at the recommendation of my friend Jesse. Hey, B. So that's four things off the top of the dome. That's Nuance Podcast, a pen and paper, Netflix. Okay, maybe that's three. Binge watch Netflix. Okay, number four. Now, this is going to be a foreign concept for y'all. And I know that, like, you in 2020, you a futuristic babe, and you're not really worried about turning no pages. But what if you read a book? You don't like that? Or if you read a book or a magazine, pick up something that you can hold in your hand and read that. Okay? If you need some recommendations on what books you should read, hit me up. I got a plethora of books to recommend you. A plethora. And remember, during this time, make sure you keep your head up. Keep your head up. But stay home, man. Happy April Fool's Day. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm the only fool in April. I'm the only fool in April. I don't know why that made me sing. I do realize that it is April Fool's Day, and I really feel like the biggest dummy because somehow we let Donald Trump continue to be our president. And now I'm waiting on a check for maybe $1,000 that could come at the end of May. Help, God, help. Also, y'all, if you have any idea what I can do for my eczema, I assume it's eczema, like my whole face is swollen. The top of my lip is messed up. Like, it's bad. And I don't know if it's stress. I don't know what it is. All I know is I used some vitamin E on my face, and now my face is awful. If you could give me some recommendations on what I should use to turn back into a normal bad bitch, that would be absolutely amazing. So I wanted to give you a quick rundown on what is going on my side of town. I am in Los Angeles, California. I know a lot of my friends are in New York, so I would love to hear, you know, from the ground, what's going down in New York. I got a lot of friends all over. Majority of my family is in Memphis, and we already talked about that earlier. Y'all need to stay home, period. But I want to know, like, what's actually happening with you guys? And if you're listening to this podcast through Anchor, don't forget that you could always leave me a voice memo. And I would love to play that on the next episode, because it seemed like we're going to be inside, friends. So I'm going to try to keep putting out some material for the three people who love this podcast. So right now, again, I told you it is April 1st, 2020. And things have been really, really hectic on this end. The main thing I'm concerned about is why landlords are still requiring people to pay rent. Who does that? What is that? Y'all, I sent a message to my landlord. I said, child, this rent gonna be late. What I really want to say is this rent ain't gonna get paid. And she said, oh, girl, that's okay, as long as it's just a little late. Ma'am, it's a pandemic, and you don't want me to be late on the rent? You gonna be waiting for a lifetime. So, y'all, hopefully soon I will not be recording a podcast from a garbage can. But I do have my car, but apparently everybody, look, y'all, I park my car on the street, and they keep putting these little cards on my car that say, we buy junk cars. They ain't put it on nobody else's car but mine. What that mean? I'm so curious what that mean. I cannot, y'all. I'm actually looking in the mirror right now. I can't believe I look like this. Anyway. So, yeah, rent is a thing that is still due. I talked to a couple of my friends, and they said that rent is a thing that is still due for them too. Anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, I want to let you know, if you do have a cell phone, most of the carriers are not suspending your account, but they are deferring it, which means just go on and build up a whole lot of debt until May. Then you can start paying us off. I don't necessarily know if that's the best idea that we've come up with to help people during this time. You would think that we would, you know, maybe suspend rent and bills and all the other shit that we pay every day, but can't seem to find a way to pay that right now. If you are in need of help, ain't nothing I can do for you. But what you can do, if you are in a position where you can help, you can cash at me. That's $AZTruly. Remember, I am an artist. My gigs have been canceled. My job is trash. And I still live in the most expensive city in the world. So I just want to let you know, I just thought maybe I would remind you that your girl out here following dreams, and this shit has turned into a nightmare. So if you want to bless me with a couple of dollars, you can drop it off at my Cash App. That's $AZTruly. That's TRULY. And I really appreciate you guys for supporting me. My community of friends has just been absolutely amazing. I'm always getting cussed out, but you know, that's the kind of rough love that I need from my friends and family. One thing about this pandemic that I guess is a good thing is that I have become a lot closer with my family and friends. It's forced us to make sure that we talk on the phone, that we FaceTime, that we text, that we check on each other. And, you know, that is a huge, huge blessing. One thing I wanted to mention why I got your ear is there's an opportunity for people to adopt a grandmother, or a grandfather. So there is, and this is through iHeart.com. You can adopt a lonely grandparent who is in isolation. Now, during this time, you know, we cannot forget about our elderly. A lot of them are not allowed visitors right now who live in homes. And it's a very, very lonely time for them. So there is an Adopt a Grandparent program. If you go to iHeart.com, that's iHeartRadio. .com, and you know, you can adopt a grandparent. And when I say adopt, they're not gonna end up on your porch. What you can do through the Adopt a Grandparent campaign is you can volunteer to be a virtual volunteer, meaning you sign up via online form. They'll pair you with a resident based on your common interests, and then they'll arrange a video call with you and an adopted grandparent. I think this is so freaking adorable. So cute. You're not doing anything anyway. Try to do the best you can with keeping your mental health together, but it wouldn't hurt to, you know, give a little love back to our elders who have seen so, so much. Again, thank you for listening to these rants and rambles. It's nice to have my nuanced community to talk at and for you guys to listen. If you need anything, I don't got much for you. I'm gonna pray for you. Okay. Again, if you want to donate to the Nuance Podcast, you can donate at $AZTruly. Make sure you like me on Facebook. It's 1,000 of y'all listening to this podcast, and only 2 of you have liked it on Facebook. So go ahead, if you remember your login, go ahead and like the Nuance Podcast on Facebook. You can also follow us on, I'm saying us as if I have a team, me and my dual personality. You can follow us on IG. That's Nuance_podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening. We're going to make it, child. We're going to make it. Keep your head up. Love you. Bye.
Hey, wash your hands. I ain't talking about your man. You need to wash them hands, wash them hands, wash them hands. I saw you open the door for your friend too. You need to wash your hands, and that's what it do. Use some soap and some hot water too. 20 seconds, nigga, you ain't through. Yeah, keep washing them hands. I ain't even fucking playing. Keep washing them hands. and I'm looking at your man. This shit don't stop. Nah, that wasn't a cough. Wash your hands, it's still important. Driving in a Porsche, and you know it's foreign. Hey, wash your hands. I ain't looking at your man. I ain't even fucking playing. You better wash your hands. You better wash your hands. I ain't looking at your man. I ain't even playing. You better wash those hands.